Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies, Ken Berger Speaker. Today on the broadcast, we're going to continue our current series of studies, Selected Parables from the Gospel according to St. Luke. And the parable which we wish to consider today is the parable of the Good Samaritan, as it is recorded in Luke chapter 10. If you have your Bibles near at hand, you may wish to follow us as we read the scriptures. The parable is occasioned by a priest who came to the Lord Jesus one day, tempting him. We read there in verse 25 of the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, "And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? He said unto him, he answering rather said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And then the Lord gives them the parable of the Good Samaritan. Now this man wanted to be justified by the law. Paul tells us in his epistle to the Romans that the law was given to show us our need of a Savior. In the third chapter of that wonderful book of Romans, the treatise on the gospel, in verse 19 we read, Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The function of the Ten Commandments is to show you and me that we are sinners. Now, many people think that they are the means of salvation. They are not. Notice how the Lord answers this man. Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. All right. If he could have kept the law, he would have lived, but he can't do it. The law was given to bring us to Christ. That is pressed upon us in the epistle to the Galatians as well. Now, the Lord, to illustrate and answer the man's question, and you can see that this lawyer is in trouble already. Who is my neighbor? He is looking for a way to escape his responsibilities already. He is convicted by what he told the Lord himself. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Who's done it? Nobody has loved the Lord with all his soul and strength, might, mind. Nobody loves his neighbor as himself. We even complain if somebody beats us to the stop sign. Now, this lawyer was in trouble, and he asked the Lord the question, and who is my neighbor? And then the Lord gives us the beautiful story of the Good Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest, that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Of course, the priest, the Levite, and the Good Samaritan. He presses this question to the lawyer. The lawyer answers, and he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, go and do thou likewise. Now this is the definition of a neighbor. Anybody that needs our help is our neighbor. Let me say right at the beginning of the broadcast today, or near the beginning, we're into the broadcast quite a few minutes. This is a beautiful illustration of the Lord who was the Good Samaritan that came to our rescue. Let's keep that in mind. Remember, this man that fell among the thieves, was on the way from Jerusalem. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. The man has got his back on the city of God, and he's going to Jericho, the city of the curse. Joshua cursed the man that would rebuild Jericho. This city was under a curse. And isn't that the picture of us all, going down with our backs on God and going in the wrong direction, downhill, Jerusalem a half a mile high, Jericho below sea level? Isn't that a picture of us all, with our backs upon God? This man is a picture of us. He fell among thieves, and they treated him cruelly. You know, there was a thief in the Garden of Eden that took away our innocence. That thief was Satan himself. And he is sought to steal from us the privilege of going to the kingdom of God today. But the Lord loved us and died for us, and he cannot keep us from going if we want to go. Now, there was a priest that came down that way. He was coming down from Jerusalem to Jericho. Why? I don't know. But the scripture says that he saw him, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Now, I will grant you that the priest in the 21st chapter of Leviticus was told not to defile himself by a dead body, except his own near relatives. But this man was not dead. He was half dead. He was sorely wounded, but he was not dead. Why couldn't the priest have helped him? The priest took refuge behind the law, if you please. The law forbade him to touch a dead person. He took refuge in that fact, and he passed by on the other side. Then a certain Levite came along. When he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. He chose not to help the man. Now, the Levite was not a priest. He was the priest's helper. But he took advantage of the priest's position. He tried to be a priest on this occasion, and he wouldn't touch the man. And neither the priest nor the Levite helped this poor man. This is also very illustrative of the truth that the Lord is teaching us. Now, the priest represents religion, and the Levite represents good works. The Levite was a servant. Good works and religion will not save our souls. We need a good Samaritan, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. This is so full of meaning. Now, the good Samaritan came, and he saw him where he was, and he had compassion on him, and he treated him with the treatment of the day, oil and wine first as a disinfectant and oil as a mollifying agent. He bound up his wounds, and then he set him on his own beast and took him down to the city and gave him into the care of the innkeeper. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ on one occasion was called a Samaritan in the 8th chapter of the Gospel according to John. If we fail to miss the fact that the Good Samaritan here is the Lord, listen to the 8th chapter of John. They said to him there, "Say we not well that thou art a Samaritan?" They hated the Lord Jesus Christ. They hated the Samaritan. The Jews had no dealings with the Samaritans. But this Samaritan came along, and very evidently this man was a Jew that fell among the thieves, and the Samaritan took care of it. He set him on his own beast and walked along beside that crippled, half-dead man walked along beside him and held him on the back of his own beast and took him down to the city to the inn. He took the man's place on the ground and put the man in his place on his own beast. Isn't that a picture of the Lord Jesus who took our place on the cross that we might have his place in glory? Can't you see these two walking down the road together? That good Samaritan with his shoulder against the man, holding him up on the top of his ass as he takes him down the hill to the city where he is going to commit him to the care of an innkeeper. Can't you see them coming along together? And then can't you see the Lord taking our place on the cross when he died for our sins on that cross, taking our place and then giving us his place in glory? Oh, how wonderful. The Lord here is giving us the most wonderful illustration of himself, the hated Samaritan, and is still despised. Now, they get down there, and the good Samaritan gives the innkeeper 2 pence. Now, this was a day's wage, denarius, 2 denariuses, and he says, now take care of the man, and if you are out more money, I'll pay you when I come back. The innkeeper was to take care of this man. You and I have some responsibility in taking care of people who have fallen into sin. Fallen into sin, we were born in sin, but nevertheless without Christ. Now he says, after 2 days, I'll come back. You know, the scripture tells us that 1,000 days, or 1,000 years rather, is as a day with the Lord. Do you know it's been just 2 days, 2,000 years, since Christ died on that cross, and he's coming back? You see the picture? He's coming back, and he's going to reward those that take care of these people that are so grievously treated. And why the thieves and the robbers. And he's going to take care of his shepherds, those that take care of the lost. And he's going to reward them. This story, I think, is one of the most lovely stories in all the scripture. Then the Lord finally answers the question of the lawyer. The lawyer's question, who is my neighbor? And the Lord says, now, who do you think showed him? Who do you think was his neighbor? And he said, the one that showed him mercy. He says, you go do the same. This man did not escape the law. He could not dodge it. The law will condemn us. We have neighbors all around us, people that need our need. We don't meet them. We don't come up to the level of the law. Thank God for a Savior that died for us, that we might go to heaven without keeping the law, which we could never keep in the first place. Father, we do commend the word of this wonderful story to your Spirit, that he might give it application in human hearts. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.